Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Rita DiDomenico. I just took the Costco survey and they claim that I won the Keurig. Now, they tell me I have to pay the shipping and handling. I'd like to know how much that is.
Okay, I'd be glad to assist you for that.
Pardon me?
I'd be glad to assist you with that. What's your zip code?
11704.
What's the personal last name?
Rita D. Domenico.
Okay, just give me a moment. I'm trying to
Sure,
locate
no problem.
the name. Rita is the first name.
Pardon me?
Your first name is Rita.
Correct, yes.
Spell the last name for me.
DiDomenico.
Okay. I'm not pulling up a name by that account.
I don't know. I mean, that's my name. That's my zip code. I don't know why you shouldn't be pulling that up. I just completed the survey.
Okay, and it didn't tell you within the survey what the charge was when you entered your
No.
credit card information.
No, I'd like to know what the charge is first off.
Oh, okay. So if you didn't enter the card information with Kohl's, I don't know what their company policy charges to enter the sweepstakes. Each company you take it with is they have their own chart, so I couldn't say what the charge would be with them.
Well,
And
how can I go through with this if I don't know any charge? They could charge me $200. There's got to be a way for me to find out.
yes, ma'am, it will be listed within the terms and the conditions when you
No, there aren't any. It just says shipping and handling. I would have to pay for, but it
Yes,
doesn't tell
that's what
me
I'm
how much.
saying. What within the terms and the conditions of the shipping and handling, it should tell you what the charge is then.
But what are the charges? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Without having an account, if you didn't put your credit card information in to fully pay for the shipping and charge handling, I can't say because I don't have an account for you.
Well, how would I get an account?
You will have to complete. You will have to do the full survey and enter your credit card information for them.
It doesn't ask for a credit card information. I filled out the survey, but there's nothing about credit card information, and I would not give it to them until I find out how much the shipping and handling is.
Yes, that's the whole ordeal of the thing. In order to do it and pay for the shipping and handling, you have to put your credit card information in. If it's not going to process, and so it's not going to give you an exact thing, and it's not
Oh, I
going to
don't
do it.
believe this. You mean to tell me there's nobody that could tell me how much that would be, approximately at least? As I say, I don't want to put my information in and then get charged maybe $200. That's ridiculous.
That and that that's the concept of it. Without doing
Can
the
I speak
complete.
to a supervisor, please? No, this is nonsense. This is bad, very bad business. Let me tell you, I would report this to the Better Business Bureau. Very, very poor
But what is?
handling.
But yes, I can let you report. Speak to supervisors. That's the same thing. If we don't have anything to pull up, we just can't say what it is because we would be giving you false information. So without doing
Well,
completing that full.
then they shouldn't put down your phone number. Give me a phone number where I can get this information.
That's the thing. We're third party, so we cannot confirm that. That's something with
Cole. Oh, that's
only
terrible.
They
should not put your phone number down there if you can't help me with that information. As I say, I've good mind to report this to the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous. It's
but
terrible.
Ma'am, if you didn't put your credit card in, we don't have any information. So what is it that you
all you
report?
Need? No, wait a minute, honey. All you need is my address to tell me how much the shipping and handling would be. What has my credit card got to do with it?
That's the thing. You don't have an account, and in order to get the account for shipping and handling, that's how the process works. You will have to put in your information for
no.
them to charge
Let
you
me
the shipping
speak
and
to a supervisor. This is nonsense. It really is.
Okay, ma'am, like I said, by you giving us the name, we don't have an account listed of you. They cannot
All I'm asking for, why do I have to have an account is what I'd like to know.
Ma'am.
Why? All I need is a number. That's it. How much shipping and handling would cost me. And then the decision is up to me whether or not I want it. I will not give my credit card number out to anyone.
We're not asking for the credit card. We're saying the way it works, in order for you to pay for shipping and handling, they would charge your card. That's their policy.
The bottom line I have to put in my credit card number, and I will not do it until I know the amount.
Well, ma'am, I done told you how the policy go. I done tried to assist you with the best that I can. That's the policy.
To a supervisor. Listen, honey, I realize it's not your fault. You're just a worker.
Okay, without you confirming who you are or whatever, they're not going to even take the call. So,
well, please try to put me through. I know you think you're not going to knock yourself out trying to do that, but I would like to speak to someone because I am going to report this. This is ridiculous.
False
advertising.
Okay, and they're going to ask you the same thing. Who are you to in regards to the false advertising?
All I need is a number. That's it. You mean to tell me with my zip code they can't give me a number, how much it would cost me for shipping and handling? That's all I want to know. Then it's my decision whether or not I'm going to give them my credit card number.
Okay, ma'am. So call 855-207-1119.
Is that the phone number?
Yes.
Can't you connect me to someone?
No, ma'am.
You
don't have to call in to customer support.
All right. Hold on a minute. Let me write that down. This is terrible. I'm surprised at Costco for allowing this. And they will hear about it from me also.
Okay.
Okay, what's that number again, please?
It's 855.
855.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
207.
1119. What was that again?
1119.
1119?
Mm-hmm. 1119? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, honey. I really didn't mean to sound off on you, but you have to understand my point of view also.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.